5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
Just because they're good on a field or a court doesn't make them good people off that field or court. And that's why you should care about sports.
Couldn't care less about sports. Balls just ain't your thing. Don't give a f*** about trophies or no Super Bowl ring. You watch reality TV, not Sports Center reports. So Mo's here to give you a reason you should care about sports.
So NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers gave a masterclass in how not to respond to a young fan when you are at a celebrity golf tournament.
He just really sometimes just owns being a D-bag. He really just embraces it.
As who he is, and he does not run from it. And this celebrity golf tournament went viral. There were a lot of celebrity athletes there. Steph Curry, Ray Allen, Aaron Rodgers, Travis Kelce was there. And he accidentally hit a fan in the neck. With a golf ball.
Travis Kelce did?
Yes. Yeah, it was an accident, though. He didn't do it on purpose. Apparently, his golf game is not exactly like his football game.
Yeah, I was going to say, if Travis Kelce hit somebody in the neck with a golf ball, I'm pretty sure that he didn't aim it. And, like, that would make him one hell of a golfer if he could have targeted that fan and hit them in the throat like that.
It would actually make him a quarterback at the end of the day, right? Which is what Aaron Rodgers is, who did not accidentally hit his golf ball toward a fan, and it was a young fan. It's a young kid, and Aaron Rodgers almost hits him, and the fan yells out to him, "You almost hit me," and Aaron Rodgers responds like this.
Almost doesn't count.
I wiped the ball off the wall.
He hit him with the brandy. Almost doesn't count.
Now, this kid might have been, what, 10, 11, 12 years old?
Yes.
Most, right?
And he's a fan. And he just says to him so innocently, "You almost hit me, Aaron," and almost doesn't count. And just keeps going and playing golf.
And I don't know what he had in the cup, Aaron Rodgers, but he was drinking.
He was?
On the course,
I'm sure he was.
Yeah, as he was walking away from the kid.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is not the only athlete that has had not-so-great interactions with the fans over the years. So this incident made me go dig up a couple more to see if y'all remember some of these where athletes kind of lost it and had little moments with the fans. So in 2004, there was a guy named Milton Bradley. Not the Milton Bradley that we all know. There was actually a baseball player whose name was Milton Bradley. He played for the Cleveland Indians at the time, and he was constantly being taunted by the fans for not having the greatest game. And he literally had to be physically restrained from going into the stands to confront one of the hecklers. He told after they asked him what exactly happened, he said, "I'm not a violent person. Unless you're yelling at me."
Wasn't it Ron Artest with the Indiana Pacers? You have that one on there?
Which leads me to my next one. Ron Artest at the Malice at the Palace in 2004, which is probably the most infamous interaction that players have ever had with fans, where it all started when Ron Artest was kind of laying on the scorer's table, and the scorer's table is like pretty much right in front of where all of the fans sit to watch the game, and a fan threw a drink that landed right on Ron Artest's chest. And hit him, and Ron got up. He absolutely lost it. He ran up into the stands to try to grab the fan. I think he actually grabbed the wrong fan. He didn't grab the guy who actually threw it at him. He took a swing at that fan. The fan started swinging back at him. Then his teammates at the time, like Jermaine O'Neal and Steven Jackson, they all went up there to try to help him. They're swinging at the fans, and it turned into just a melee at the Palace, Palace in Detroit.
So, I mean, I actually have his back. I'm like, that's assault. Somebody threw a drink at you, hit you in the chest. If you want to go up there and punch him in the face, by all means.
I wasn't mad at him either.
I like not at all.
You can't do that.
No,
to somebody.
You can't.
The funniest part of it all, though, is in the documentary when Ron went into the locker room. I think it was Jermaine O'Neal who infamously told this story, where he said the first thing that Ron said when they got into the locker room after getting into this huge brawl with the fans in the arena, he said, "Yeah, I think we're gonna get in trouble."
Maybe so.
Yeah, probably, maybe so. Bro. Yeah, yeah. Then there was Russell Westbrook in 2019 versus a Utah Jazz fan, where the fan kept heckling him the entire time, and he went into the fans, into the stands, shouted at the fan and his wife. It was all caught on video, and when they asked Russell what happened, he said, "Well, if he wants to play with the big boys, then I'm gonna give him an opportunity to do so."
Oh my God!
All right.
There was another one, guy named Marcus Peters, who jumped into the crowd to yell at a fan in 2018 against the Rams. He ran into the stands mid-game to confront a heckler yelling at him, which was caught on camera. "Where you from, homie?" He spontaneously challenged him to a street fight in the middle of the game. I got two more. Antonio Brown. Everything. If you know Antonio Brown.
Yes.
He likes to run his mouth, right?
Yes.
Is this the guy that's always on Twitter saying crazy stuff?
That's exactly who it is.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
This is also the guy that turned on Tom Brady, right?
Yep.
Tom Brady brought him in.
To his home.
When nobody else wanted him at all, Tom Brady said, "Come on to our team. You can even live with me." And then he turned on Tom Brady.
He turns on everybody. That's why he's never could really stay on the team. Extremely talented, but had a really shorter career than he should have had because of tweeting insults at fans, storming off mid-game shirtless when he played against the Jets in 2022, threw furniture off a balcony that allegedly almost hit a child, and obviously recently he was also arrested for what they believed to have been attempted murder at the time, but it turned out he was just defending himself. And last but not least, this is from NASCAR. Tony Stewart was yelling at fans in 2007 after a race. He yelled at a fan who asked for an autograph, "Get the hell out of my face before I punch you." Quote.
Damn.
And fans were divided, with some saying, "That's just classic Tony," and others saying he was a bit of a jerk for that.
I think the classic one is the one you've told us a couple of different times about Michael Jordan and the kids.
Of course. So if you ever wanted to know of a moment that kind of defines who we believe Michael Jordan to be, it's this moment. Yes, quite possibly the greatest basketball player of all time. So competitive that kids are not even safe. So much so. He's at a Michael Jordan basketball camp where you invited these kids to come out and be a part of your camp. And at the end of one of the camps, they asked Mike to start shooting hoops from one side of the court to the other. So he's going what they call around the world. So you got to hit a shot from like six or seven different spots. And for every shot that Michael Jordan missed, all of those kids were going to get a pair of Michael Jordan sneakers, which obviously does not cost Michael Jordan anything. He hit every shot.
Yeah.
Every single shot. And as he's hitting, you can see the kids so excited. "We're about to get some Jordans. It's going to be lit." And every shot he makes, you just see the kids' hope just seeping out of their bodies one by one. And they just start crying. And Mike just walked off the court like, "Thanks for participating in Air Jordan this year."
You know what I read a couple of weeks ago in The Athletic is that they were doing a survey with professional athletes. This was baseball players. And what's really upped the game and the tension between fans now and players is betting. That a lot of players now, when a fan shows up and they have bet on a specific player in the game and the player lets them down, they start heckling the player, telling them that they owe them $5,000 or $10,000. In some cases, they're finding the player and asking and making Venmo requests because they lost the bet based on how the player played that day. And in a lot of cases now, the fans that are betting on them, if they lose money, are finding the homes and contact numbers and making death threats now also.
That's
insane.
Betting has changed the game completely in that relationship.
Scary, man.
The Burt Show.